Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection.
Where we talk about anything and everything, as long as it's interesting to us.
That is correct. And you may notice, or you may not, I don't know, that I sound like garbage.
You sound stuffy as hell, bro.
Yeah, I am not feeling well, which is great because I have an interview later this week for a fantastic position opportunity. So hopefully I can get whatever this is knocked out. Ouch. So I apologize at the top of the show if I should start coughing or lose my voice or anything. I'm here, though.
And that's half the battle.
The important piece is to always remember that this is a live broadcast. And so while I'm here, the more important piece is that you're here with us.
Yeah, that's right. So we got that comment box down there. So make sure you have any comments, questions, anything like that. Throw them out there. And then, you know, if they're interesting to us, we might just incorporate them in our show.
Yeah. And as you said, as long as they're interesting to us. Right. And, you know, I'm going to say up front here at the top of the show, just things for me have been hectic at work and been dealing with sick family members and stuff. And so I haven't had a lot of time to prep for today. But luckily, it always seems to feel like whenever we don't put together a rundown or really flesh out what it is we want to talk about, things just happen to fall into our lap.
Just so organic.
Yes. And so with that being said, James and I actually just spent the last 20 minutes or so watching a video that was released this last week from Disney Parks on the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser, a cruise experience set in space that is looking like it's going to open next year. What did you think? It was 19 minutes, a 19-minute video on the cruise liner, some of the behind the scenes of what they're planning. What were your initial thoughts?
I'm almost kind of speechless about it. I really want to do this. Like, that is something that I really would like to experience and just really enjoy. Like, I'm a Star Wars, you know, I'm not like one of these huge Star Wars nerds, like, you know, some people I know, but I enjoy the story. I've enjoyed the movies. I've enjoyed the TV shows. So being able to, you know, like what they were talking about in the film, be on the bridge of a Star Cruiser and really you know, like they said, you could either be as participative as you want to be. Is that a word? I don't even know if that's a word.
You could participate as much or as little as you would
like. If you want. Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah, if you're just, I don't even know if that's a word. Anyway, but you can participate as much as you want. You can, if you're a huge fan, you can really, you know, you really want to dive in and meet as many, you know, characters as you want. Or you can just kind of be like, oh, this is cool. I mean, if you're like, oh, this is cool, I don't know really why you're there, but but you know, my hopes would be that whoever I go with, or, you know, the group that I go with. And this is something I would love to be able to do with you and your family for sure. But really dive into the story and be a part and just really, really, soak it all in, man. 'Cause I mean, what they're talking about, you know, sounds super impressive.
Oh yeah. It was confirmed 2 day, 2 night. You know, part of the time will be spent on the ship and part of the time will be taking a shuttlecraft down to Black Spire Outpost on Batuu, to enjoy everything there. To me, what I find very interesting about this whole Star Cruiser experience is how immersive it sounds like it will be. You know, I know you brought up a question in the past of, you know, when you do make that visit down to Batuu, will you be able to go to the rest of the park, which is Hollywood Studios in Florida? And my thought would be, you shouldn't. Because this is a 2 day, 2 night, you know, trip, and its intention is to be fully immersive in the Star Wars lore and the Star Wars, you know, galaxy, you'd want to just, I think, do the time in Batuu. And I would imagine there's probably a window, because their goal is to get everybody that's on the cruise for those 2 days to be able to spend their time in Batuu, get in the rides, get in, you know, visiting the vendors and stuff, and then head back to the ship. So I would imagine, just as it would be on a real cruise, or a cruise as we know it, on Caribbean or Disney or whatever, you know, you have your ports of call where you're told you can disembark from the ship for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's the same thing, that you take the shuttlecraft down to Batuu and you're told you've got 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that, to take in Batuu. I would hope that that comes along with like fast passes for the ride.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's what I would hope too.
Because if you're spending, you know, 2 hours, an hour each line waiting to ride the rides,
your time is up.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that there are some type of fast passes to get you on the ride.
I wonder if they'll end up having some sort of the magic hours that they have for the other parks. If depending on if you're like when you're staying at a property or whatever, they have those magic hours where you can get in early or you can stay later. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they have something for that, to where, you know, you take the shuttlecraft down and then you can explore and stuff like that. Maybe before that section opens to the rest of the public or something. I don't know. I mean, that'd be something I'd be interested to see. 'Cause I mean, like I said, and the thing is that why would you, like you kind of said, there's almost no point in leaving, because there could be something that you're doing. There could be something that's going to keep you in that section in Galaxy's Edge, in the Black Spire Outpost. It's just one of those things that's probably going to have to, you know, depending on like they were kind of talking about, depending on what kind of storyline you're working on or something, or what they might have you doing something. So you're probably going to end up not being trapped there per se, but really to be involved and immersive in everything, that's where you're going to want to stay.
Yeah. And it definitely sounds like you could go do this multiple times and have different experiences each time.
Yeah.
That you might get a piece of the overarching storyline, but that you, how you fit into that, where, you know, you may need to go multiple times to really get the big picture. I mean, from a marketing standpoint and a return on investment standpoint, that's brilliant. That's how you get people to come more than once. You know, 'cause initially my thought was, you know, you go do this once and it's one and done, right? You don't ever have to do it again. Yeah. Where now, having watched that video and understanding the depth and breadth of what's going on, you might need to go multiple times to really appreciate everything.
Yeah. And like explore, how big is the starship? Like, 'cause you know, if it's if you know they're talking about you know secret compartments and stuff like that, like what? Like
Yeah,
how big is this? How big is this thing? So that could be something. I mean, like even like how much of this? I only got through like half the ship, bro.
I'm definitely, as we've discussed in the past, we are planning a Disney World trip a couple years from now, and this will have to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
I am super stoked to check this out, and I appreciate the stuff that Disney's putting out, but I will say that I felt like this video maybe was a little too spoilery.
Yeah, I think it's because it's one of those things when you've worked on a project for so long, you have, I don't know, it's just you have a lot of secrets and a lot of knowledge and you sometimes they oops.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they couldn't go back and edit that stuff out,
That's true too, but
I don't think you have to sell Star Wars as hard
no.
as I feel like that video was doing. I think there are enough genuine Star Wars fans out there and enough just Disney fans that you don't need to try that hard to convince
No.
us to want to go do that.
You basically say, hey, we got this. It's a full experience. It's, you know, there's a little bit of this involved, there's a little bit of that involved, blah blah blah. Sold.
Yeah, take my money, right? Like,
I was pretty much like when they first kind of announced this whole thing, I was and they like now it's nice to know exactly what kind of what's going on inside, but when they pretty much said this was happening, I was like, okay.
take my money.
How much? And
Yeah, no, I'm just like I said, the video was great. I felt like there was a lot of good content, but I feel like they gave too much away. I think they should probably look to do less is more moving forward because, there's already enough content out there that, like I said, Star Wars fans and Disney fans in general, they're gonna want to do this. And we're still so far out, still at least almost a year away from it opening. But conversely, something that is happening today, later today,
Today.
Disney is going to be announcing their replacement program for the annual pass holder that they are calling the Magic Key. And there's no information about this. That's what's going to be getting announced later today. There was a survey that went out to annual pass holders talking about price ranges versus content that could be involved within a membership. And I know that likely our Dam, who is watching right now and is participating in the comments, he was most recently a pass holder, an annual pass holder. And I'm wondering if he happened to participate in that survey, because I'd love to hear what some of those questions were. Because I know for me, I was a pass holder in the past,
Yeah,
not
we both were.
recently, but for me, the thing that I cared about the most was
Oh,
no
didn't look
black.
like he
Oh,
don't
yeah.
look like he got the survey, so.
Well, what the hell is our Dam good for if he's not getting the survey? All right, so like I was saying, when I was a pass holder, the important thing to me was no blackout dates. I wanted my parking to be included as part of the pass, and I obviously wanted the park hopper ability to go back and forth on the same day. And it would have been great if there were better discounts. There were some, I feel like it was 5 or 10% on food,
Yeah,
yada
it
yada.
wasn't.
But it wasn't it, to me, it was the price point, the value wasn't there, and I felt like it was way overpriced. I had the highest level below the pass that let you go into Disney World or Disneyland, because I wasn't going to Florida in the next year, so there was no reason.
So my parking was included, the park hopper, all of that stuff. But yeah,
you got a minimal discount off food, and it was just like, bro, like
So I'm really curious to see what comes out today with the magic key. Maybe Brian or Dan, have you gotten any information on the magic key announcement coming out today? Did you receive any more information than what's already out there? I'm hoping the answer is yes, but I'm suspecting the answer is no. Because yeah. As you know, Disney is super secretive with their stuff until they make their announcements.
Oh yeah.
And so I highly doubt that there's any more information out there other than the fact that this is what's replacing the old annual pass program. So we will have to wait to see what goes down at what we're being told is no earlier than 1 p.m. Pacific today. It could be later today, but I suspect it's going to be at 1 p.m.
Are they doing that? So, they're doing their live thing like they did for like the Avengers campus and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know if they'll go to that extreme or if it'll just be a blog post on the Disney blog. I really don't know. In the email that was sent out to legacy pass holders, all it says is, and I'm looking at it right now, it says, introducing the Magic Key program. As one of our biggest fans, we wanted to make sure you were the first to know about the new offering. We are thrilled about this coming announcement, and we encourage you to stay tuned because all the details will be revealed tomorrow, today, no earlier than 1 p.m. PST.
No earlier? So it could be later.
But it doesn't have a link to where to find out the info. I don't know if it's going to come, how it's going to come. It may come via email. It may come, I don't know. But ultimately, we all wait with bated breath. My breath is more bated than others because of not feeling well. So, James, I have to ask, your background is quite different than what I'm used to seeing.
Yes, I am. I recently packed up all my stuff, and I had to move back in with a friend of mine. Just for the month, until my house is currently being finished. So we have our final walkthrough at the end of this month, and if everything goes well, I should be getting my keys. Very soon after, we're going to be, all the paperwork and everything's going to get signed on the 31st. So, yeah, so this will be my background for the next, about four shows about four shows.
Okay. And I'm curious as to what we're seeing because it looks like you're in a hallway.
There's like a little, there's this little desk set up, right up the stairs.
Okay.
I use this as my point. I don't know if you, yeah, because, oh, hold on. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, there's, I'm just trying to see, but no, yeah. So this is going to be my setup for the next, few shows, but, grateful to, you know, be here and just, you know, like I said, just on a few weeks, just a few weeks more. And then I will be broadcasting from a new location.
Well, and my house that's being built as well is almost done. Looks like we'll be moving in or at least getting the keys. It sounds like the week before you. But we won't be moving in until after you're fully moved into your new place, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely exciting times. And yeah, speaking of exciting times,
all my boxes and stuff in the garage.
We are just a few mere weeks away from broadcasting live together in Vegas.
Yes, sir.
August 21st, I'll be flying down to spend the day with you. We will be heading to Alliance Stadium. Unless
is it Alliant or is it Allegiant? I thought it was Allegiant Stadium.
Allegiant, Alliant, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't care. To theoretically see WWE SummerSlam. Now I got to ask, in Nevada, we've gone back to remasking. I know for me at work, we got the memo on Friday, put your mask on unless you're sitting at your own cubicle and there's no one else there. How confident are we feeling that SummerSlam is going to actually happen?
I don't know. I mean, if all it involves is me wearing a mask, okay. I mean, like I said, I haven't had an issue with masks. I mean, they told us recently, we had a conference call and they said, you know, yeah, masks are back. You know, at least until, I guess August 27th, I think it was the 27th as of for now,
which is after
SummerSlam, like the week after. So, but that was just for, at least, the county, as far as I know.
So, well, I can tell you that the statewide directive was that no county can lift the mask mandate unless they are under a certain threshold for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, so, okay. Well, so then the 27th might not even be the thing. I've been looking hold on one sec. Let me see. I get the numbers as of yesterday. Let me see what...
This is great content right now.
So as of yesterday, there were, these just keep going up. There's been over 2,500 new cases in Nevada, at least.
Yes, of which about 90% of those are in your county, Clark. So thank you for ruining the state for the rest of us.
Well, the problem is that I don't even know, like the problem, I think one of my biggest issues is that we get a lot of people coming here, of course, for vacations and stuff. And
but you understand that fine, those numbers aren't what would be hurting the county, because likely if somebody comes here and gets sick, they're not actually registering that they're sick until they get back home, because they right. may have got it here and they may have brought it here. But the numbers that are reflected are those
actually living here?
Yes.
No. Well, then, yeah, I don't need, like I said, country is country. but you know, big message, get vaccinated. I don't understand. I understand it's a personal choice. I understand that. But, like I've said to a couple people this past week, I don't know if we'll take it this far, but I almost feel that we should go the France route. And just recently, President Macron of France, I don't even know if I said his name right, but he basically said, if you're not vaccinated, you will not be able to do X, Y, and Z. And so, the same day he made that announcement, over a million people signed up to get the vaccine that hadn't, you know, already got it, of course. So I mean,
you didn't see that just today it was announced in New York that they are mandating that you must have proof of vaccination to dine indoor or use fitness centers.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah. In New York City, that was just announced today, just a couple hours ago, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I didn't see that. So, I mean, I think that's a... What are you doing?
my cat seems to be having a bit of a asthma attack, I think. And so give me just a second. You keep the ball rolling for a moment. Tell us more about France.
No, yes. This is funny. So basically what France said is that, you know, you need to have a proof of vaccination. And so in order to eat at cafes, in order to, I guess, probably end up going to theater, doing, you know, anything, museums, all that kind of stuff. And over 1 million people signed up, which is crazy that, you know,
that happened.
So that, I think that's an awesome, I don't know if it's awesome, but at the same time, I think it's that incentive to have you get it so that, you know, you're taking care of your not only you, but your family and everything else. And like they've said, pretty much everybody who is died recently, it could have been prevented. All they had, you know, with the vaccine.
Yeah, I will say that one of my philosophies of late is I really think a lot of this comes to the private sector. Private business has the ability, if they so choose to mandate that you have to have proof of vaccination to enter your business if you really wanted to. And I never wanted it to have to come to that, but I think that's the only way you get some of these people that are on the fence to just go do it.
Yeah, I mean, hell, listen, like, here's the main thing. Like, I'm in Walmarts, and I've talked about this. I'm in Walmarts every day, right? Just this past week, they basically made it so, like, when you walk in the door, if you do not have a mask, they have masks right there. I had to grab one yesterday because I forgot my mask in the car, but whatever. So, you know, you grab a mask and put it on. If you don't have the vax, if you haven't been vaccinated, you can walk right over to their pharmacy. You don't even have to make an appointment for a vaccination at Walmart. They have them there. I think they have either Moderna or Pfizer. Yeah, those. I think they have one of the two shot ones. But you can walk right over there. They make announcements over there on their speaker that you can make an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. They have a little section set up so for you to wait your 15 minutes after you receive first or second dose. And it's that easy. If you're already shopping, if you don't have it already, then just go ahead and get it. I mean, like I said, it's a choice. But Mark and I both, you know, we got our shots very early. We got ours in like, what, March?
Yep.
So as soon as they were available to state employees, in Mark's case, and in my case, essential workers, which I thank you, Mark, for helping me out with that. It's free. It doesn't cost. The only thing that you're paying for is gas to get there. And there are locations probably right around the corner from where you live.
Yeah. Unless you live out in the country, then that's a different issue.
Oh yeah. But yeah. Yeah. That's a whole different issue. But at the same time, there are, I don't know. It almost seems like there's just almost no excuse to not get it.
So what Steven said is good. I believe eating out and working out in public is a luxury and a privilege. If you aren't looking out for the overall well-being, other patrons, and especially employees, you shouldn't be able to dine in or work out indoors around others. And I agree, yeah. Personally, 100%. I would hope that you know, any private business that is going to set these kind of expectations for their customers is also holding it accountable to their employees. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and don't get me wrong, there are people out there that medically cannot get the vaccination. I absolutely understand those.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's a different issue. There are hundreds of thousands of millions of people in the United States that have not gotten the vaccination purely out of their own ignorance or selfishness, in my opinion. you know, if you have not gotten the vaccine, but you medically can, you are selfish.
Yeah.
And you are ignorant and you are hurting other people.
Apparently there's this, I heard it's a hotel or something in California that has a mirror. It says, now I'm just,
I've seen the photo of this mirror.
And it says something like, if you haven't been vaccinated, this is the only person you're looking at. This is the only person you care about or something like that. Is that what it is?
So basically it says this is a safe space created for those that have not received the vaccine by choice. You know, please take time to look into the mirror because you only seem to care about yourself anyways. Something along those lines.
And
that's the reality because there are people out there that haven't gotten the vaccine because they heard from someone and that someone told someone else that, you know, it could decrease your probability of getting pregnant.
It could. Okay,
well, maybe talk to your doctor. See what your doctor says.
It'll implant a microchip. Bro, we carry around microchips every day. Like,
yes. Your cell phone is traceable. If you have it on you at all, you can be traced.
So they don't need to put a tracker in some vaccine. I mean, just the
ignorance
of lies and misinformation that is out there. It's astounding. And like, even this blew my mind. I saw it before, but this was on the internet. I actually saw this on my phone with, on a dating app. This girl basically said, swipe left if you are fully vaccinated. So she did not want to match with you at all if you were fully vaccinated. I was just like, what?
Again, like, that's pure ignorance.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's mind-boggling that this is even, it doesn't surprise me that it's an issue based on our, and a lot of it I think has to do with our political atmosphere right now, sadly. But Brian got someone like that too. So yeah, these are real people who are choosing to not care if we open up or not. They say, oh, this, we care, we want to be able to do this, that, and the other thing. Well, if you really cared, like Mark said, there are those that have the medical issues that they can't get it. If you care, then you would get it.
I am starting a movement here and now, the anti-vaxxer movement. I am not a pro-vaccination person. I am an anti-vaxxer. Because by all means, I think vaccinations that have been proven to help people, go get them. That have helped to eradicate diseases, go get them. But that's not me saying go get any vaccination willy-nilly. I don't think people necessarily need to get the flu shot every single year.
No, and I don't think
if you want to and you feel like it's going to help you, go do it. That's great.
Right.
But if you are an anti-vaxxer, because you read somewhere or heard from someone that it does something and you have no medical proof to back that up, I am against you. I am an anti-vaxxer.
No, absolutely. And the thing is that when, you know, like polio vaccines, those vaccines that you get before you actually go to school, I don't understand why those are now all of a sudden kind of being up for debate. It's like, bro, what? Like,
you know, they've basically eradicated chickenpox, right?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
You had chickenpox as a kid, right?
Yeah.
I had chickenpox as a kid. Now there's a vaccine, you don't get chickenpox.
Oh, damn. Well,
right. Like, in our lifetime, there is a chickenpox vaccine.
So, like, that kind of thing. It's like, bro, you can easily, like, I don't understand. This is just another vaccine to hopefully eradicate another disease. And yet people are, there are people out there that still don't want to get, like, you know, smallpox, like, you know, like there's some of these random diseases that pop up every year because these people didn't get vaccinated for it. It's like, whoa, what? Like I was watching a TV show, and basically the parents were anti-vax. And so the oldest, the son was watching his little brother and ended up having to bring him to the hospital because he was sick and he was dying basically. And they were trying to figure out why the son, the older brother didn't have this disease, because he actually went on his own. He had to actually go behind his parents' back to get vaccinated. He got himself vaccinated.
Good for him.
And so like the thing is like, it's crazy that some people have to go to that level. They are so beyond their years, if you will. And they realize, oh no, I need to have this because I don't want to get sick from something that's very easily taken care of, that they have to go behind their own parents' back to take care of themselves. It's crazy to me. It's not unheard of. It's definitely not unheard of, but it boggles my mind that you would not want to make sure that your kids, that your family, when it comes to, you know, the COVID vaccine, that you just don't want to do it.
No, I mean, and there will be people that will hear this that will want to debate. There will be people that will equivalent to, there are religions out there that, you know, say putting a needle in your skin goes against their beliefs, that says, seeking medical attention and not just relying on prayer. I'm not here to tell you if your beliefs are right or wrong. I'm simply here to say that from a medical standpoint, if you are not getting the vaccine for any reason other than your doctor has said you should not, then you are ignorant and you are only hurting people around you.
And honestly,
that's a reality. That's not me questioning your beliefs. That's not me saying you should die or anything. It's just me saying you are hurting yourself and others by not doing this.
And if you believe in God and, or, you know, whatever, I know we don't normally get into religion on this show, but it's one of those things that's, he would have created doctors, right? and gave those people the ability to study and find how to defeat something. And so, you know, if that's the case, you know, it kind of comes back to it's kind of an older joke where the guy, his house is flooding and he calls out to God, like, you know,
save me.
Yeah. And then, like a guy in a raft comes by and, my God will save me. And so he takes off and then, you know, the water rises higher. And so he goes to the second floor and, another boater comes by and he's like, come on, man, I got you. And he's like, no, my God will save me. And then, you know, finally it raises above his roof and a helicopter comes, like, yeah, my God will save me. And they take off. And then, you know, he ends up drowning because of the flood water. And then he gets up to heaven and asks God, you know, my Lord, why didn't you save me? I sent you two boats and a helicopter. Like, what else did you want? Like, so it's kind of, you know, I know that's kind of a just summation, but that's kind of what it is. It's like we have this ability to not only take care of ourselves, but others. And that's what it really boils down to. That I would love it if this never happened. Honestly, that would have been great, but it did. And so we now have to live with it. And like I said, My family's fully vaccinated now. I know my dad's got it. My mom's got it. My brother's got it. I've had it, you know, and, you know, a number of the people that I know have gotten it. So it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't want to keep ranting and raving on this too much, but ultimately, I will say I experienced, at work there is a coworker who, you know, for whatever reasons they have chosen not to go get the vaccine, and, they have been vocal about it, and people are now somewhat railing against them. Because, you know, frankly, that person is one of the reasons that we're all having to wear masks again, because of their personal choices now affecting us. And
that's the thing. It's like, if this is one of those cases where your decision can affect my life. Mm-hmm. And so, we're all about liberties and personal choices, but at the same time, if your choices are impacting so many other people,
that goes back to my point a little while ago with the private sector. You know, if these people want to make that personal choice to not get vaccinated, that's fine, but there is natural consequence. They choose not to get vaccinated, then they should not be allowed to be into private sector businesses. You know, mm-hmm. If you are a business owner out there and you're listening to this or watching this and you have the ability to say proof of vaccination to enter, do it. Do it now. Don't wait. Only, you know, take care of those that can prove to you that they have been vaccinated. I'm not trying to shun the people that haven't been vaccinated, but to the same extent, they are punishing us, and that should stop. You know, if you don't want to be vaccinated, fine. Then go find a grocery store that supports that. But if you are a business owner of a grocery store and you believe that people need to be vaccinated, then force that upon your clientele. And you know what? I'll bet you those businesses that do as such are probably going to see a spike in sales, because majority of the country is not anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you know what? I want to switch gears for a second, because I just stumbled upon a random fact.
Okay.
Nintendo has existed over 130 years.
What?
Okay. Yeah, so this is what it says. When you think of Nintendo, you probably think of video game console that you grew up with, or your kids grew up with. Super Nintendo, Game Boy, Wii, and most recently the Nintendo Switch. But the gaming company didn't just spring up in the 80s. In fact, Nintendo was founded in 1889. Of course, the company that Fujiaro Yamauchi founded over 130 years ago doesn't bear much of a resemblance to Nintendo we know and love today. The original Nintendo sold playing cards and went through several major changes over the decades. It wasn't until 1970 that the company started branching out into video games. And for more fun content delivered straight to your inbox, but I don't care about that. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I random.
So here's an interesting thing. So you played Assassin's Creed Valhalla, right?
I'm still working on it. Yeah.
So you know that a part of the game is a game within the game called Orlok. Right?
Okay.
The dice game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's called Orlok. And recently on Kickstarter, there was a company that partnered with Ubisoft to release a home version of Orlok. And I actually got it. I threw in for the Kickstarter and everything. And it's interesting, and it's almost funny to think that when we progress as a society moving towards video games and playing video games, but yet
come back to board games.
A video game created a table-based game based on something from, you know, a couple thousand years ago. And now I will, as soon as it, you know, ships or whatever, I will have the board game or table-based game that existed a couple thousand years ago and hadn't again until recently. Yeah, so it's, you know, full circle.
Yeah.
And speaking of Assassin's Creed, because it is something that interests us, have you seen their announcement of what they're planning to do for their next round of gaming?
I need to read it all. I saved some clips, but I haven't actually gone back to read them.
So it's currently called Assassin's Creed Infinity.
Infinity, yeah, I do know that part.
And the basic concept that we currently know is that it will be more or less like an MMORPG. But it hasn't been confirmed that that's the case. It could be a single player in that type of world that's ever evolving, ever growing.
I wouldn't mind that, but yeah, I'm not a huge... Well, I've never really played an MMO, so...
You've never played any MMO?
Mm-mm.
You never played WoW? You never played...
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay. You know, we've also heard the possibility that in an earlier Assassin's Creed game, Unity, when you first start playing the game, you're introduced to a section where you can choose from multiple...
Sections of history and stuff.
Yes. Of course, you're not allowed to actually right. do it. however, what has been proposed is that Assassin's Creed Infinity may be exactly that, where you get to choose from a number of different time periods and play within each of those. So
that would be dope.
I can't see how they could do it.
I mean, you're
in essence would have to be building out dozens of different games to have that much content. I mean, unless the plan is to start with one, two, or three, and then expand over the next decade.
I would also almost like too is if they make them kind of smaller games within that build to an overarching story or something within it. That would be something that I would be interested in. But yeah, as of now, I'm interested because it's Assassin's Creed, but I'm kind of on the fence about how I really feel about it.
Indeed. So, James, we've got just a couple more minutes here before the end of the show. Did you have an actual random knowledge lined up for us today?
No, actually, I didn't, but I can always find another one.
Oh, no, that's fine. Usually you have one set up. So,
No, that one I was actually, I was scrolling through because I was trying to figure out, because I've done a number of these, and I'm like, which ones have one? I need to almost have a checklist of ones I've done. But that one caught my eye when it said Nintendo is better. When I saw Nintendo, I was like, oh, and then 130 years. What?
Well, then to round us out, since we already talked about New York a little bit, I thought we'd go back to New York. And it was just announced this morning that Governor Cuomo has been found to indeed have broken state and federal laws around harassing women. And people are already calling for his resignation. And likely if he doesn't resign, he may get impeached based off of the findings of this. It does look like while we've been broadcasting, he did have a live speech press in conference. Press conference. I don't know what the result of that is. I don't know if he's going to resign or if he's going to continue to try and say he didn't do it.
This is holding your politicians accountable.
Well, and it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy has tried for months now to deny or say that it's not as bad or whatever the case may be. But all he's doing is holding New York back. Walk away. Just let the people move on. I don't know. It's very frustrating as an observer. Obviously, I don't live in New York, so it doesn't directly affect me. But, you know, I know people in New York. And you need to have leaders that are willing to take accountability for their actions. No one is expecting you to be Jesus Christ. But, I mean, if you have some huge failing, own it. I'm not saying you have to resign, but at least own it and say, yeah, I did those things, and then let the public decide. If the public says it's time for you to walk away, then accept that.
That's also a sign of leadership, is being able to own up to your mistakes and say, you know what? I screwed up.
You've worked with me, you've worked for me. And you know my personal philosophy is that when everything's going well, it's because of my team. And when it's not, it's because of me.
Which more employers are like that.
Yeah, but that's personal responsibility. It is my job as a leader to train and develop people to be successful. And if I can't do that, then I shouldn't be doing the work that I do. In the same, a governor's job is to lead a state and try to be as free of corruption or anything like that. And if you're not able to do that, then you should walk away.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree.
So I don't know. I look at New York and California, and I feel like both of those governors have been having a hard time the last year to 2 years because of a lot of the choices and decisions they make. And both of them are very hardline against the concept of leaving office. And you see in California, Newsom being recalled, which is going to come to a vote. You see in New York, now it's come out from the Attorney General's Office of New York that he indeed has violated state and federal laws, likely will be either forced to resign or will be impeached. It doesn't have to come to these things. You know, walk away of your own accord and for the betterment of the whole. If you are the story, then you're not doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best governors are the ones you almost hear nothing about.
Yeah, who?
Stephen just said accountability and equality, two things that this country struggles with. Unfortunately, throughout U.S. history, individuals with power and money aren't held to the same standards as your average citizens. And
it's 100% true.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous because it shouldn't be that way. We are theoretically, according to the Declaration of Independence, all created equal. And in
well, let's just talk about when that was created, but that's a whole different thing.
I mean, it was pretty words, and they do have more meaning now. But
yeah.
We know that the judicial system especially does not necessarily see us all as equal. And but to also be fair, the media does not see us as all equal. You know, very often those that are privileged and with money are able to skirt reality, and get away with things for a very long time. Who is that guy that, supposedly committed suicide after being found out that he had a sex trafficking Epstein. Island. Yeah. That guy was a multi-billionaire and was able to do what he did, bringing people of all political affiliations,
and did it with no sort of qualms about it. And then all of a sudden he gets caught up and,
yeah.
Or like, you know, like these people, like people who, there's some of these people are now being, you look at what happened with the whole scholarship scandal, the college admission scandal thing that happened a couple years ago. and like, you know, Aunt Becky, Laura Loughlin. And then I think, I can't remember the other woman. There was a couple of high
Felicity
profile.
Huffman.
Yeah, Felicity Huffman. These people got, they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And they
and they did some time. You know? Not as much as you or I would if we did the same thing.
Right. But yeah, I mean.
And especially if you did it.
Yeah. Good luck. I'll see you in like 20 years.
Maybe.
Maybe. But
Stephen, no, I mean, Stephen does go on to say, if anything, it should be the opposite. People with money and power should be held to a higher standard. And I don't 100% agree with that. I do think that we should all be held to the same standard.
Yeah.
But I believe those that choose to be in the political spotlight, especially as elected officials and representatives, as those
a little bit more of a reproach.
Exactly. Those that choose to be in leadership of faith-based companies, so in religion, right, in churches and whatnot, I think those people should be a bit above reproach because they are theoretically trying to tell us how to live our lives. And political, from that standpoint, those people are representing us and hopefully living our best possible life by representing us.
No, absolutely. And actually, it's funny that you brought up that because I was watching this thing on the basically the business of church and like those mega churches. I don't know, man. Those guys seem a little bit corrupt to me. When I say a little bit, I mean a lot. But like, you know, buying these huge houses with money and, oh, God told me to buy a jet. What?
No, and it's the same thing with politicians that try to tell you that, you know, we need to protect Mother Earth, but yet they're flying around on a private jet. And they'll tell you it's for the greater good. No. It's hypocrisy. So that's my ultimate point is don't tell me I should live a certain way if you're not willing to do it yourself.
It's like, and I bring you up a lot when I talk to people who are working and I just say, you know, one of the best managers that I worked with, had the philosophy of if I'm asking you to do it, I also have to be willing to do it. And that's, and so, I remember then basically that's you. So, and I've worked with people that don't have that same philosophy and it's irritating. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I need you to do this. I'm caught up with something. Can you take care of that for me or something? No, I asked you to do it. And it's like, bro, if you're going to ask me to do it and you're not willing to do it yourself, come on, bro.
Well, yeah. And you know, as the leader from time to time, you need your staff to do the things that they need to do. So
right.
There is a difference between not being able to or not willing to.
Right.
You know, maybe I'm asking you to do this because I can't right now, is not the same thing as I'm asking you to do this because I don't want to.
Right.
And that's, I think, the difference between me and a lot of people is that, you know, if I'm asking you to do something, it's probably because I've got something else that's more important. And it's not to say that your time isn't important, but when I'm the manager and I'm getting paid to handle these types of situations and I can mm-hmm. pass off something to you, I need to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, we got, you know, we covered a lot of ground today.
We did, indeed.
It went by kind of fast.
Well, my throat hurts. I need to take some time to go drink some hot liquids.
There you go.
Likely tea with up. Alcohol. But it's been real.
It's been
and
fun.
And you know what? It has been fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's been real fun. Maybe.
Oh, change of tone today. You need to be sick more often.
Maybe. Maybe I'll appreciate you more.
Oh, yes. Money, religion, politics, and power are oftentimes tied together. So that's why I say we should hold the rich and powerful to a higher standard. Actually, yeah, it makes sense.
It's not wrong.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, until next week, we will see you later.
Deuces.